You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
You're looking good, girl.
Thank you, Sam. You not only have a soft spot in your heart, but you have one in your head.
What do you say we hit up a Wiggles concert, then go back to my crib and pop open some formula, see what happens?
Come in, taste this brown sugar. Taste this brown sugar.
Turk, we can't make him kiss until Sam can hold his head up for real.
To the babies, he gave one by one a festering bottle of stinky swamp juice. And for Mommy, a kiss and a good Christmas goose.
425 degrees, 20 minutes per pound.
Then digging a finger inside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Smelly Christmas to all, and to all a gross night."
Episode 102 of Nowhere Mulberry.
102, Steven. Hey, everybody. Nowhere Mulberry. Welcome to the show. We're back. Ain't we? Hey,
Steven.
Steven, the pop culture zealot to my left. How are you doing, Steven?
Fantastic.
It's good to have you here. Also, we have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. I'm even better after hearing some Benny Lava.
What the hell is that crap? We also have here Vanessa, the Mulberry Newswoman. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well. Better than earlier. I almost choked earlier.
Oh, very my scary. God. Choked on what?
I had a
dick.
Eating a chip. Yeah, I wish. No,
huh?
I was eating a chip. And
what?
I literally couldn't breathe. It was really scary. Probably the scariest thing.
Was it a Tostito, a Frito, a Cheeto?
It was the part of a tostada chip. And it was like to the point where like even my daughter was like, what do I do?
Heimlich.
So, yeah, it was like I couldn't get any air. It was pretty freaky.
Tracheotomy?
Yeah, I was about to stab with a pen.
That would have been cool. Nice. You do tracheotomy, then get back on the air. So professional. Good job, Vanessa. Just put some scotch tape over the hole. You're ready to go.
One of those throat boxes.
Hello, how are you?
Like, hello.
Hey,
hello, handsome.
I am Vanessa, the news lady.
You know what? My old job, I once helped a guy. Sorry, I hear myself echoing. I once helped a guy who had one of those things, those whatever.
Voice box,
is that what it's called? And it was just, it's really difficult. It's really hard to help because I know it's supposed to help them talk. I couldn't understand what the other guy was saying. And he was getting flustered because I couldn't understand him. That was one of those kind of things like, I think I'm just going to quit now and go home because this is really just uncomfortable and awkward.
Stop talking at me. Write it down. You scare me.
Yeah, at the same place that we worked together, I had a deaf lady that would come in, and she only dealt with me. You remember her?
Yeah, I remember that lady.
And she would, we had to write stuff back and forth. So
yeah, she was really cool. But if she dealt with somebody who didn't,
I think you're cute.
Really...
Want to meet me after class?
Well, I remember helping a deaf couple, and the guy was getting so frustrated he was slamming his fist down because we couldn't understand him. It's just like, dude, come on, you're deaf. I'm used to talking. You know what the hell am I supposed to do? You think I'm going to take the time to write down what I need to say when I can just say it? Come on!
You are an a-hole.
get some electric ears like that kid in Solar Babies, for Christ's sakes. But, guys, we all survived Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. It's over, so it doesn't really matter. That's empty. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that Black Friday has come and gone, and this year I partook in Black Friday. My wife and I got up.
I think every white person should partake in Black Friday.
Oh, I avoid it.
My wife and I got up at 4 a.m. We went to Toys R Us.
What?
We went to Toys R Us, and the line was long. Everyone else does that, too, and they get there earlier. And it was cold and
wet.
You know what's worse? I can handle the cold. It's the cold with wind, where it's like, and you're like, you know, like that. And, it was insane, and they let us in, and, you know, it takes forever. You got to follow the line, and there's people who are trying to cut. This lady's like, I see you trying to cut. I see you. Just stuff like that, and my wife said she saw a lady going, I got in here, bitch. What you going to do? Kind of stuff like that. It's like, okay.
People are crazy during the holidays.
I've never been in something that crowded, and I told my wife, I go, if you imagine these people are zombies, it's pretty scary. It's like, shut up. Don't say something like that. But really, when you're surrounded by it, it's like, okay, if all these were zombies right now, I'd be totally screwed. You know, I just think like that. All of a sudden, okay, everyone's zombies. Oh, my God, what do we do? You know, it's just like, shit, get to the Mattel aisle. Stat, get out of here.
What would be the first aisle you would go to if there was a zombie infestation outside of Toys R Us?
The bicycles.
Or inside. How is it? Bicycles. You're riding on a bike away from zombies. I mean, I like,
zombie.
We went through
my Huffy.
No, it's
I didn't fuck it.
It's
gonna fuck a bike. Yeah.
It's one of those bikes that has a little sidecar. So
I'd head straight for the marble aisle and just start throwing marbles everywhere.
No, you know what would be awesome? You're on a bike, but also a jump rope. And Steven, you're on a skateboard behind me as I'm riding the bike. And you've got an Uzi going.
It's a toy slingshot.
It's shooting plastic.
It's shooting the ping pong balls.
It's shooting those discs, you know, like it's just hitting them and it's not doing anything. But, you know,
I come in peace.
Yeah. And you go in pieces. But anyway,
you go get marbles and jacks and throw them.
All the zombies are falling.
Like Home Alone.
That'd be awesome, man. You get some ice skates and. Wait, that makes no sense. But anyway, good stuff. The writer's strike is still going on. I just read about it, that the writers and the studio heads met. And this is pretty much the offer that I read that they got was a little less. I don't know what this means. It says less than $250 per year for whatever show they write for to be on the internet. So
That's an insult.
So basically, if they rerun your show all year long or whatever, it's on the internet and millions of downloads, you get $248 a year.
I mean,
year
shouldn't it be based like on the downloads?
Yeah.
Is that I think that's what they're striking for.
I think that's what the writers are thinking. Like, oh, no, we're not talking per download. Like, just per year.
Two cents a download, whatever. You know, I'm just throwing numbers out.
It kind of blows because that means that, they're still on strike. No shows are being made. So Friday Night Lights is eventually going to run out of episodes.
We're going to start writing Friday Night Lights and acting it out ourselves.
Yeah. We're going to do, Our Town. We have no props or anything, but. Also, Heroes, I think next week is the final Heroes. It'll just be season two, that'll be it, or what?
That's pretty much.
Yeah, they said season finale was next week.
I heard that they did some episodes after this, but it would make no sense because it starts a new storyline. I say they just do it because it doesn't make any sense anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this point the show's lost.
But seriously, you know, we haven't been talking Friday Night Lights on the show because I keep thinking, hey, we're going to do like this big Friday Night Lights episode and just put it out. And that's a pretty huge undertaking, so I don't know what the hell to do. But I just want everyone to know we are watching Friday Night Lights. We love it every week. And
awesome.
Then by the time the show...
This is a really good season right now.
The last episode of Friday Night Lights was 2 weeks ago, so I barely remember what's going on. And there was an episode just as our show was coming on. It was ending, so I didn't see the end. It's so hard to talk about the show, isn't it, Bill?
It really is. We just don't... You can't, like... Because it's on during or before the show, and then we just don't get a chance because we watch it either, you know, midweek or something, and we just...
But we love it. We're going to talk about it this week, but kind of, you know, I got nothing.
No, we're not, because I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, we can't talk about it. Damn! But I love the show, and I will say this. You know, there's the whole storyline with Landry. He killed a guy and dumped him in the river. Probably not the smartest thing to do, but, you know, some people are like, oh, the show, I'm not even going to say the term jump the thing in the water because that gets on my nerves now. Because everyone throws it out there. I'm going to come up with a new term. Throwing the body in the river. That's what...
Who wouldn't throw the body in the river for a chick like Adrian Pilecki?
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, man, you know, that show totally dumped the rapist in the river. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know, that's what's going to be the new term.
So that'd be a new website, Dump the Rapist in the River.
We're going to start that website. People are going to go, what is this site?
DumpTheRapist.com.
Dump the Rapist. So basically, the show has written... It's almost like...
Yeah, that show dumped the rapist.
They challenged themselves. Maybe the network was like, you know what would be really good if you had some thread? Say one of your characters killed somebody, and they're like, what? We'd really like that idea. And it's like, dude, somebody's got to kill somebody in our show now because the suit suggested it. So if that was like a studio-mandated thing, and they are now writing, trying to figure out a way to get the character out of this, I think they've done a pretty creative job of it and made it interesting. That first episode throws you for a loop, but I think that...
Especially when then the small-town sheriff hides, you know, it's his son who actually did it.
Right, and the guy playing his dad is excellent. Everyone's great on the show, aren't they?
Aaron from 24.
Yeah, Aaron from 24. I love this show. Friday Night Lights. Okay, we'll talk to you next year. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and talk about entertainment. What do you say? Well, let's get this thing a-rolling. Does that sound like a great idea to you guys? Oh, Steven, stop. Oh, I got that. I gotta take my pills. Yes. Now on Thanksgiving, we went to see The Mist, Steven.
Scary.
And I think we were the only people who saw it because it was like 9 on the top 10. It didn't make any money, man. It made what, Bill? Like, I think it made like $9 million in its opening weekend.
It wasn't very much. It was like 10, I think, something like that.
What I think the problem is it's a family holiday. It's like, Grandma, you want to go see The Mist? I heard it's a horror movie. And it's like, I don't want to see that. It scares me. No, Grandma.
I heard it has
an ending
that will make you shit your pants.
Yeah, and the movie is expertly directed, I thought.
It's great. Great suspense throughout.
Got a great cast, but it's not scary. It's a horror movie, but it's not really scary, is it?
Bo Starnes anymore.
I think what gets you through the film, what had me
is
going...
is the acting.
Well,
number
yeah,
one.
The acting and a sense of, will we find out what the hell's going on kind of
exactly,
thing.
There's
yeah. this air of mystery, and I thought that was well done. The whole people hold up and man against man kind of thing, we've mm-hmm. seen in a million... Every zombie movie does that.
Yeah, that's...
any kind of survival type of thing.
Yeah, there's always going to be pet man against man in that.
My problem is...
And against man against supernatural.
I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but the ending is a downer. It's not a happy ending. And it really... I mean, I admire Frank Darabont for doing a unconventional ending where it's just like, hey, I'm going to piss the audience off. But, I mean, the ending seemed completely...
It seemed
completely feasible to me, but it also, at the same time, it's not what I wanted to see.
Well, I just didn't... I found the ending predictable. I saw it coming from a mile away, but I guess that's because I'm such a negative person.
Well, you saw it... No, you saw it coming once the... What happened. You knew that
yeah.
it wasn't going to end well for the character.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've seen that type of ending before. And
yeah, like a Simple Plan.
Yeah, stuff like that. And what was the example I used? I can't even remember now.
I don't remember.
I was like, this is exactly the ending of this, and I can't remember, so it's completely useless when you're doing a show and you can't remember. Good times. Well, anyway,
preparation.
The Mist, I'm going to say I liked it, but I don't know.
Give it mixed.
I was angry when the film was over, in a way. I was like, maybe I expected too much, but I have this new film-going philosophy, guys, where I don't get excited about movies anymore. I let the film come to me. Let the movie come to me. No, I'm serious. I'm like, hey, I might enjoy this. I'm going to go see it. But I'm like, oh, God, you guys, I am so excited. I can't wait to see this. I used to get like that. Vanessa can attest to this. I would get
like... You know what, though? I have to say that there's a good ending and a bad ending in this way, like the anger. Because I remember seeing Seven... and being like, holy shit,
right.
angry, but no, like, wow, that was incredible.
It's a totally bummer ending.
And this
ending,
one,
but, yeah.
I was angry, but was like, why?
And can I say also, Thomas Jane, the ending, he's incredible, I thought. He did a great job in that ending.
He's very good.
In fact, he did, the way he reacts and he is, it's like, dude, why didn't you do that in The Punisher?
You know what, I think he was probably limited to... the direction in the script in The Punisher. You're not working like he wasn't working with Frank Darabont.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you
good.
Can't top Dolph Lundgren what he's already done, then why even do the film?
Because right. I mean,
there's
he
a part
didn't
where,
have Lou Gossett Jr. with him.
There's a part where Dolph Lundgren he has got a bullet wound. He heats up a knife and he puts it on the wound and he goes and the camera pulls back all the way through the tunnels of the sewer. It's very powerful. You know the pain he's going through. And also,
you a Bowl directed that, right?
No, it was all. It was shit. I used to know Boz Yakin or something like that. He directed that movie called Fresh. Was it actually a good movie? Actually,
Boz
no.
Yazgin or whatever.
Did Boz Yakin? Maybe he wrote it. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
It sucked.
But anyway.
Original Punisher where they followed the weapons with the camera as he threw his knives and stuff.
Yeah, he had knives with skulls on it. It's like, where does he have these made at? He's got like all these knives with skulls
Walmart.
On it. He gets them
Knives
made
R Us. He goes there on Black Friday and
yeah. He's like,
listens to the elderly black women.
I've got 100 for one sale. You know, oh, here's your shipment of knives, Mr. Punisher. Enjoy. Oh, good. I use these to kill bad guys.
Look, he's got the skull like my shirt.
I love Dolph Lundgren, by the way. He's great in everything he does. No, I'm being totally serious, by the way. Okay.
He looks like an old lesbian now.
Now, Bill, I Am Legend is coming out soon with
Will Smith.
And you're really excited about this, right?
It's coming out with Big Willie Styles. And yes, I am very excited.
Wait
like
a second, I thought you didn't get
no,
excited.
But here's the thing, I love...
Oh, hell no!
Bill and I have talked about I Am Legend before on the show. I love the book. It's one of my favorite books since I read it when I was younger. But I'm letting I Am Legend come to me. I'm not excited about it. I'm just going to see it and see what I think. Because there's this huge philosophy, Bill, like, you and I have talked about this, but we have to get into the frame of mind is we can't say... Well, you can say if you want. I'm just saying I don't. Like, I hope they don't ruin the book. because they can't ruin the book because the book already exists and we own it and we love it. They're not going to ruin that. What they're doing is they're adapting it, and it almost looks like they're taking
The adaptation.
Yeah, like, for instance, Omega Man was based on I Am Legend, but they just took the idea, okay? They took the idea.
That's like real loose.
Well, it's like he falls in love with this black frode chick, and she's like, honky cracker, or whatever. It's like, well, I don't remember this in the book. What is
Moon
Dr. Cracker?
Listen
to me, bitch.
You jive ass. And it's like, jive ass? This isn't in the book. But
jive ass.
But hopefully that's not in I Am Legend. But again, I'm letting
I think there is a
small scene of that.
You know what? They try so hard with I Am, with the movie versions to try to establish a pre-story instead of just going right into it like the book does.
Right.
And I think that's where they make a big mistake.
Well, see,
before everything happened,
right?
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. When the book starts, it's already happened, and it kind of reflects back on what happened. But in Omega Man, it did that too. There's a flashback to what happened. This ridiculous helicopter crash, and he injects himself with the serum. It's like, okay, whatever. But in this film, I don't know. Maybe it's done in flashbacks in this film too. They just show us that part in the trailer. I don't know, but
yes, the planes destroying the bridges.
All I know is when I read the book. Of course, they didn't have CGI like they do now. I don't even think they had CGI yet when I read the book. I didn't imagine computer-generated vampires or whatever they're going to be. I don't know. But
they're CGI.
I think they're
They look like
vampires.
They're right out of Constantine.
But all I'm saying is, yeah, and it's the same director as Constantine, or Constantine, as I believe it's supposed to be called. But yeah, it's the same director. And I even was talking about that with Andy of the Hollywood Saloon. Did he decide for CGI, or did the studio go, oh, we can only do the CGI? Let's get a director who's worked with CGI before. And
but
it was this
CGI
guy.
Is so expensive. Why not, you know, hire Greg Nicotero or Tom Savini or somebody and do something, you know, crazy?
And I'm
do
not going to say
unconventional.
CGI doesn't always bother me, but there are instances in The Mist where I was like, ooh, man, that just does not look good.
Spiders!
Well, yeah, the spiders were okay, but the tentacles looked really bad. I'm sorry. It looked Mummy 2 bad. Mummy Returns bad.
What about the third Mummy?
I never saw that.
It's being made right now.
Oh,
I was going to say, there's a third one?
Yeah, Maria Bello's taking over for Rachel Weisz.
Nice.
Rachel Weisz got smart.
But anyway, yeah, exactly. I am going to see I Am Legend, and I really want to see No Country for Old Men. Has anyone seen that?
You know what? I think I'm going to probably go see I Am Legend at the IMAX thing. I'm kind of smitten with it after seeing Beowulf.
Now, Bill, let me ask you this. Are you really excited about I Am Legend, or are you going to let the film come to you?
No, because I can't stand Will Smith.
What? I love Will Smith.
In his Scientological glory? How could you? I have nothing against Big Willie style, seriously.
Big Willie style.
Except I couldn't stand... I'm still angry at him for Wild Wild West, because...
Did you ever see this interview? He said he wishes he never would have made it.
Well, so do I. We have something in common, because we love the Wild Wild West TV show, and it had nothing to do with a black Jim West. But, I mean, first of all, huh? I don't understand that. But anyway...
Giant mechanical spider.
Said, I wish I never did Wild Wild West, did he say, I wish I never did that stupid Wild Wild West video and the song?
Yippee-o, yippee-o, yippee-o.
Oh, Jesus.
Why does
Christ.
He have to do that for everything?
I don't know.
I think it's
and
his
there's
contract,
also an
so
I
he
am
gets
legend
extra
song.
Money.
I Am Legend, Bow Wow.
Did you know that Will
like
Smith was
what
offered 70 the role?
Song is he going to sample for the I Am Legend song?
What was
he
that
was offered the role in The Matrix, and he turned it down. He was supposed to be Neo.
Awesome.
Oh, thank
I totally
God.
That would have made the movie so wrong. But instead of
oh hell no, Morpheus!
Instead of whoa, he would have said oh hell no. All right, guys, we got a lot of TV to talk. Let's get into it. Now, first of all, there is a winner pronounced on Dancing with the Stars. Let's check out who it is. A huge celebrity, I'm sure.
After 10 weeks of competition, the winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Nobody cares.
Exactly. Exactly.
Millions of housefraus disagree with you, Stephen.
Nobody who matters cares.
Elio and Julia.
Who?
Elio.
Elio Castro Neves.
Stephen, you okay? Who? What's his name? Helio.
Elio. It's spelled Helio or Helio.
Who the hell is
Elio.
That? I thought this was called Dancing with the Stars.
He's an IndyCar driver.
Okay.
He's pretty famous.
Huh?
I mean, on the IndyCar circuit.
Penske Racing. I'm not a racing fan, but I know who he is.
He's not famous compared to this chick, Kathy Griffin. She recently had a stand-up special, and she's hilarious. Man. Better than Dane Cook, I would say.
I don't even think it's drugs anymore. I think she's getting asphyxiated from that hairspray.
What?
I do. And my personal favorite, I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am. Who talks like that?
Oh, she's making fun of Paula Abdul.
Talks like that. Let me tell you something. I think she should be legally required to have her name changed to the gift. Yes, yes, her driver's license.
Who's
and passport should say Abdul comma the gift.
Her family.
Or Gifty McGifterson.
The same people that watch Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Bunch of gay guys.
It's like, we know who Elio is. Let's go to the Kathy Griffin show. Who the hell is that guy? The winner of Dancing with Stars is a guy named Helio. Who the hell is he? Seriously.
I don't know.
I know who Marie Osmond is.
When his dancing partner who's hot.
Bill, you're not allowed to watch that show anymore.
You know
I
what?
Haven't
I am
watched
so
a single episode
done with
of
it.
What, Vanessa?
I have never watched a single episode of
No,
Dancing
wait.
With
here
the
is
Stars.
What it is, Bill. You're not allowed to watch anymore. Vanessa, you must watch it next season.
No. I'd rather pull my skin off.
You know, here's a show we should all be watching.
I'd like that.
I love New York on VH1. It is awesome. It is dropperific.
It's so good, it makes you echo back into your ears.
That is true, Bill. For instance, there's always fighting, verbal arguments, and lots of bleeps. Let's check it out.
I'm worried about you, too.
Okay, I'm worried about you, too.
I don't give a f-.
No, I don't give a f-. All of a sudden, the script flips.
You don't have to give a f-. You, too. Pretty he walked off for no reason.
You call him an Ewok?
I don't even know what started the fight. Like, wait a minute.
Go get your wings fixed. Go get your wings.
You want my property right
got,
now.
I ain't got property.
I take your ass out. Got a
call. Silicon breastwork.
There was rumors about me. I heard you, and when I heard you, I was not going to stand by that. I want to get away from this crazy
bitch.
Yeah,
you need to insult her back.
Don't play with me. I ain't nothing to be played with. I think Pretty is a wimp for wanting to leave. Basically, he wasted my time. I'm sick of this. I want his ass gone right now. I don't even want to see him at Elimination tonight.
What I think's funny is, I guess the show, you're trying to be in a relationship with her, but as soon as you get pissed at her, you're like, bitch, get your weave fixed! You silicone
like
breast
show?
Looking. Yeah, but he immediately
she
turns
is spooky
on her.
Looking. Like,
go get
everything
your weave
is like enlarged and boo.
I love his deadpan delivery of crazy bitch, though.
Crazy bitch.
What's that show on MTV, the Tila Tequila or whatever?
Yeah, we
shot it up with Tila Tequila.
And who the hell would want her? Have you seen her?
We are going to cover Tila
Oh,
Tequila.
You're just angry because you want her.
Oh, that's right. Wait, because I'm jealous, right? That's what it
yep,
is.
Exactly.
You know, ew. Tila Tequila is a incredible
Walking
show
STD.
That we will cover on here. Okay?
Okay.
So you guys just be
make sure you know. Watch it. Catch an episode or two.
Oh, by the way, Vanessa.
Go get your wee fixed.
Yeah, get your wee fixed, girl.
Go fuck a bike.
Take your ass out.
Oh, Jesus. Now, also, we had Paris Hilton on Ellen. And we all know that Ellen conducts incredible interviews. We've talked about that
oh,
before.
Good.
Let's see how
she's
this
like,
went.
She's so bad.
She's like, what's your favorite
right, and
color?
And this is the quote that is all over the press from you. The elephants get drunk all the time, and it's becoming really dangerous. We need to stop making alcohol available to them. tell me about this.
I read that too, and I'm like, how would an elephant get alcohol in the first place? Why would I talk about that? Why would I care if an elephant got drunk? Can an elephant get drunk? I've never talked about that in my life.
You've never heard about it?
No, I've never. I didn't even know an elephant could get drunk.
Yeah.
I don't think they can still.
Well, it would take a lot.
But they said, they always quoted. Put words in my mouth all over the press all the time.
Yeah, there's another story with that you want to be, here's your quote, about being frozen. You want to be frozen. It's so cool. Almost all the cells in the body are still alive when death is pronounced. And if you're immediately cooled, you can be perfectly preserved. My life could be extended by hundreds and thousands of years.
You know me. Do I talk like that?
No.
Crazy bitch.
No, because she's not that smart.
Yeah.
So anyway, Ellen. Now, speaking of Tila Tequila, there's a part here where she goes to one of the hopeful homes, and this looks like a guy, but it's actually a lesbian. It's a woman. And she's
the brunette.
Yeah, she's introducing Tila to her grandmother, and her grandmother decides she wants a lap dance from Tila. Let's check it out.
Oh, want a lap dance?
I'll bounce you on my knee, honey.
Grandma with her cane, she's like a little pimp. She's like, come over here and, you know, bounce on my knee. I'm like, damn, Grandma.
Is this like her move?
Yeah.
Tila broke out with the lap dance for Grandma. I was like... Oh, my God.
Put that little butt on these knees.
Grandma.
She's not bashful, and I certainly am not.
I done did me life for 80 years.
What?
I'm like, damn, Grandma.
Damn, Grandma. Okay, here's The Bachelor, which is a great show. And, you know, on this show, it's another one of those, I think, doesn't he marry whoever wins at the end?
He's supposed to propose.
He's supposed to propose. And hopefully if they get married, they do it on the air. But this year, the guy was like, I don't want to marry either one of them. This is hilarious. And listen how sweet this guy is. He's so well-spoken. He's so romantic. Let's check
it out. He's hot.
Remember when you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only? I feel the same exact way. And I just say goodbye to Jenny.
Who?
I just said goodbye to Jenny.
I have so many feelings for you. And I want so badly to be so confident to pick you up and twirl you around and give you a diamond ring and spend my life with you.
I want that. I want
I can't look you in your eye and tell you that I love you. I can't.
I can't
make any promise that I can't keep. I refuse to do that.
What? That music's almost worse.
I have to tell you goodbye.
Crazy bitch.
What an asshole!
How is he an asshole? He decided...
Okay, no. The night before, he's sitting there telling each of these women, I love you, or, you know, oh, I want to spend my... I could so see myself with you for the rest of my life, da, da, da. And then the next day, he's like, oh, I don't want either of you.
Well, he got cold feet, you know? He doesn't want to... Actually, I got a nice voicemail.
You know what? Guys say a lot of things whenever they want to get laid.
You already did get laid.
Well, I got a nice...
maybe he wanted some last night, too.
I got a nice voicemail from The Bachelor. Actually, it was... addressed to me, and let's just check it out.
Remember when you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only?
Yeah.
I feel the same exact way.
Oh.
I have so many feelings for you.
Oh.
And I want so badly to be so confident to pick you up and twirl you around and give you a diamond
ring. I'm pretty heavy, dude. I don't know.
Spend my life with you.
Well... we're engaged. So anyway, guys, that's
what
The Bachelor.
What the hell? That's the lamest thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty heavy, dude.
But The Bachelor chick, she was on Ellen. And Ellen, as you know, conducts great interviews. Let's check it out.
Now, if he came back to you again and said, you know what, I've thought about this. Ellen, she made me see the light. I realize I have commitment issues, and I watched you talk to Ellen, and I was wrong. She was right. I was a jerk, and I want to see you again. Would you see him?
Brad would have to promise me the world.
Mm-hmm.
He would have to guarantee me
everything that I feel like I deserve and everything that I gave him. So,
oh, good Lord.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Let's see. Right. Is she ever going to get a date again?
Don't do it.
What a deep bitch.
I've had enough of this heterosexual stuff.
A woman on TV begging to date some dude she doesn't even know.
Who dumped her on live or a national television.
You would go back with him in a second, you crazy bitch.
He would have everything I think I deserve. What do you deserve crazy exactly?
And you know what? She's going to get her weed fixed.
Go get your weed fixed.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
I don't give a No, I don't give a fuck.
Now, guys, speaking of love, but I got nothing. Project Runway's back.
Nothing but love there.
And listen how excited these people are when they have a special guest. And they're really excited. Let's check it out. I love this show, by the way. And the host, Tim Gunn, he's got a great voice.
For this challenge, you'll be designing for a fashion icon.
Ooh.
I know you're all in suspense. So
what the hell's my chiffon?
Steven is my name.
Oh! Hey, Steven!
Oh my God!
They are designing for me.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
No, it wasn't Steven.
Oh my God! Sarah, Jessica, Parker, we were lifting like you just couldn't imagine.
Why?
Because her head looks like a foot.
I
got this perfect shoe-shaped hat for her head.
Was because of watching episodes of Sex and the City, and there, standing in front of me, was Sarah Jessica Parker, and I just lost it.
Crazy bitch.
Did you hear what he said? He said he moved to New York because of the show Sex and the City.
Yeah, because he's
delusional. I don't give a...
Huh?
Are people really that pathetic?
Yes.
Speaking of pathetic, let's check out Survivor China, where this guy, who I can't understand a word he says, Mushmouth, wouldn't use his immunity aisle.
Tonight, I'm good. I will have out of there. They will be in my possession.
Is that crackhead Bob?
James!
If I get a sense that somebody's going to do something they're not supposed to do...
That's the guy, the leprechaun guy. Who's he, the leprechaun?
Immunity idol. Now would be the time to play it.
Billy Idol?
I'll read the votes. Tenth person voted out and the fourth member of our jury. James, that's four, that's enough. You need to bring me a torch.
What a dumbass.
Why is he so...
I thought he had an immunity idol.
He didn't need it.
He had two.
He didn't need it. Because he wasn't going to get voted off.
James, Travis Fogan.
Okay, so he's the dumbest person in Survivor.
Yes. He had two idols.
Now, let me ask you this. Does Jeff Probst have to be so cold when you get kicked off? Couldn't he be nicer?
No.
I mean, what's his problem, really?
Crazy bitch.
He's intense.
He's the short man syndrome.
Is he
put
short?
Put that little butt on these knees.
I heard he has one foot bigger than the other.
Good times.
Jeff LaBeouf.
I don't give a...
He walks in circles.
Yeah, all Jeff Probst is 5'9". Yeah, he's a shorty.
But no, here's what I want to say.
I'm 5'9". How is that short,
that's short
average? Just because you're a friggin' Amazon.
No, you're only saying it because you're jealous.
I'm jealous of a woman being 6'4"? No.
6'3"!
I'm sorry. We might as well be 6'7".
Go get to wing pigs!
Yeah, exactly.
Woo!
All right, Kid Nation. I don't watch the show anymore, and hopefully Bill doesn't either. Have you?
Oh, my God, is it awful.
Oh, I love that show. I think it's great.
It is so scripted and so horrible.
Which is why those kids could act.
It's one of the worst, wasted things on television.
It's manipulative editing like they do on all these shows.
They can't act.
Well, that's,
if they could, I'd watch it.
Which is more staged, this or Kitchen Nightmares?
I'm talking about Kid Nation.
I'm talking about the patrons in the restaurant. It always just seems so, like...
edited. I think they just, yeah,
did you,
edited.
Did you see last week that they're looking for kitchens here in Texas?
Nice. We should have a restaurant.
Fort Worth.
But there's this girl who only wants to kill the ugly chickens, not the pretty chickens.
Oh, Taylor.
Let's check it out.
Sweet.
The brown chickens are my favorite. I think all the ugly animals should die and all the pretty ones should stay. Ugly people can put on makeup and they look pretty. Chickens can't do that. I tried that to my dog once and it still didn't work. I'm not going to eat you, but I'm going to eat your brothers and sisters. They're better. Eat. And they're uglier. Ugly chickens deserve to die!
Oh, my God. You know, seriously, though.
That sounds so wrong. Ugly chickens deserve to die.
But, you know, honestly, isn't that the way humans do think? We take the cute animals as pets and we kill the ugly ones. So, you know.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I eat three-toed sloth. Them. They're so ugly. Have you ever had a sloth sandwich? Delicious.
Ooh, barbecue sloth.
Now, let's go ahead and get into heroes before we get into kitchen nightmares. Or should we get into kitchen nightmares first? You know what? Let's get into kitchen nightmares because I want to talk about last week and Chef Ricky.
Oh, Ricky, yeah.
Chef Ricky.
Chef Ricky.
Look at them diamonds on that. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
What?
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
What the hell is that?
Diamonds on the fish.
First of all, the guy is saying diamonds on my fish. I don't know what he's talking about. But then the show's like, hey, let's add a hip-hop beat to it.
A Casio one.
What the hell is that?
Terrible.
I mean, seriously.
Hey, man.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
What is that?
Diamonds on the fish.
You know what? My favorite part about kitchen nightmares is whenever something's escalating, like in the kitchen, it's usually during the dinner service when things, and you hear that, dun, dun, dun. Dun dun dun, dun dun dun, dun dun dun, dun 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 dun, and they always have that. Have you guys noticed that sound? That sound is through the whole show. It's like, what the hell is that? Shit. Okay. Now this week on the show, they decided to turn the restaurant into a hamburger place.
A fancy hamburger place,
yeah. And the hamburgers looked nice and juicy. They had a guy named Buzzard who was stealing all the food. And then whenever they'd interview
Buzzard,
they'd interview somebody and go, oh, man, that's just Buzzard, man. He'd take all the food, man.
Why is he called Buzzard?
Because he's always
because
picking
always
at food.
He's stealing shit.
Yeah, man, he's Buzzard. And you know what they said to him. Jesus, they took his ass out.
Took him back behind the dumpster and pumped a bullet in his brain.
I love Buzzard, and too bad he got fired. But it's like,
they roasted him.
Do they know you're taking this wine home? Yeah, man.
I guess.
Man.
He had like a 6-course meal and 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah,
I know.
He had 4 bottles of wine.
He's fun. Get all work. Drink him some wine. The guy was probably an alcoholic.
He looked like he was homeless.
Fucking,
I know, he looked homeless.
Then leaving early, you know, just cutting out.
Yeah.
The rush is
like
over.
That.
I'm done.
Yeah.
He had one of them big plastic aluminum foil looking puffy jackets that I have.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
What is that? Why did they do this? I don't understand that whole part. What is it? What's going on?
It adds to the, you know, hip-hop-ity-ness.
I need a drop of that, Foggy. Get to work on that. Okay, well, what's funny about this episode is at the end it goes, unfortunately, they were too in debt and the restaurant closed.
Oh, 6 months later.
It's like Gordon Ramsay was too late. They couldn't fix it. But then you get to this week. Let's go ahead and skip over that week because Diamonds on My Fish is the best part of that whole episode. Am I right? And Buzzard. I love Buzzard. Buzzard, man, he always be eating, man. That's Buzzard. It's like, what the hell do you do at the restaurant?
Even the janitor was always eating something.
They didn't seem to miss Buzzard once he was gone, did they?
No.
The one girl that...
Shit, man, I'd just be riding the clock.
The manager should
Well,
like,
he would take stuff from the past and eat it. Yeah. Stuff that was supposed to go out.
Yeah, on people's plates.
They're like, where's our clams? Buzzard's in the back eating them for clams.
Well, I love this week, this guy who's, I love it, they go, they all act silly and young and they're childish and they show him going, bleh! You know, like in the kitchen, like, what?
But yeah, doing the hand symbols and
all
that.
Yeah, there's that one guy who's like the assistant to the chef, is the sous chef,
I don't know.
He goes, yeah, I'm young, I still got tattoos. And I was like, okay, hold on a second.
You're always going to have them.
Yeah. I'm still young. I still got tattoos.
But when your skin gets kind of loose and leathery, they just fall right off, like stickers.
Yeah, it's like, tattoos are permanent, dude. You're always going to have them, unless you have a laser remove them, you dipshit. But, okay, why don't you go and play in the kitchen, okay? I love when Gordon Ramsay gets there. This is one of the best when he's tasting the food thing. He's like, this is awful. It's bland. Sucks. And
does he make this here?
This time, yes. I hope I don't throw up this time.
Right. And they had the one blowout where he goes, well, why don't you just say it louder? You're in front of my patrons. You're just embarrassing me. That seemed...
Patients?
Didn't that... My patrons. Patrons is
gotta
what I
be
said.
A patient to eat there.
Vanessa, I said patrons, so there's no reason to laugh. You just heard
that. I said patients. I'm sorry.
No, I said patrons. Okay. Hey, Vanessa.
Yeah?
Go get your wing pigs!
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway... What I was saying is that scene where he blows up at Gordon Ramsay seemed completely out of place, and it didn't make any sense. But let's go ahead and
that's fine editing.
Let's get to the part where they have a nice little thing. They have the dinner, right? They have the nice dinner where the dun 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 bum bum bum. And this lady decides to complain, oh, this is the worst meal I ever had.
This is terrible.
Yeah, she's like, wait, is she not the definition of Yenta? Long Island Yenta or whatever?
This is, I could make that at home.
It's like Ragu.
No, that's the other lady.
No, that's a different one.
Now, what I love is Gordon Ramsay immediately figures out this lady's just being a bitch. It's not about the food. Let's check it out.
Really? Why don't you just take a seat and just sit down and try to enjoy a cup of coffee?
How can you enjoy something that when my husband is starving?
Right.
Okay. My steak was tough.
Okay, good. But madam, unfortunately, you're talking out your rear.
Oh,
really? But you're just walking around looking for trouble. Why don't you just sit down and stop trying to cause trouble? There we go. Ladies, welcome. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
So sorry about the old bag.
I love that.
So sorry about the old bag.
How about him is
he was
notorious for throwing Joan Collins out of one of his restaurants in London because she came in to eat with a food critic. Like, I guess the food critic.
Get free food.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me that way, big shot.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know who you think you are.
Well, how many times have you seen someone in public like, I am very unhappy, everyone. I'm going to let everyone hear my voice and make a seat.
I hate
people like that. And it's like this this lovely woman right here. Wouldn't you say she's lovely?
Yes.
Crazy bitch.
Let's check it out. Good times.
Is it really not?
It's 2 hours. How long does that take to make spaghetti?
I'm having lettuce.
They don't understand what's taking so long.
I mean, but at least if somebody would have came over on the last 2 hours.
That's a kitchen nightmare.
I have a table of like 8 people. They're upset. They want to speak to a manager.
Dropping table 20.
Hold on. Everybody shut up.
Whoa.
Just a cluster.
Guys, what's going on?
I don't
know what to say. I don't.
I was out at the table. They had a complaint. They waited a long time. They weren't happy with the food.
I'm sorry about what happened.
I'm sorry. That's not exactly what happened.
All right, let me. I gotta run back there. I'm sorry. No, I do.
Yeah, I guess you really do.
At that point, you know, I really didn't want to be in that position. And I was really just trying to back away from the table.
Pasta's going in.
While Jean puts out fires in the kitchen, the angry customer is making her way to the front of the restaurant.
Uh-oh.
And is now complaining in front of Joe's mom.
She's out there complaining to these people.
Is Joe out there?
I don't know. I'm very disappointed. I've been here many, many times. I felt like I was eating ragu. I really did.
Yeah, that one out there was saying
Chef
food like ragu.
Pretty good, though.
She's out there mowing.
I had the fish. It was great.
Well, somebody else had the fish and it tasted like pond water.
I'm listening to this witch. I want to go strangle her.
I was so aggravated. I was so upset, you know, that somebody would do that to my son.
While Joe could not defuse the situation with the unhappy customer, shockingly, a less than sober but satisfied customer comes to the defense of Campagna.
Why did you keep eating if it was that bad?
What's her problem?
If it was that bad.
Because
you're a liar.
values. You just want everything for free, you greedy.
Oh my God, imagine. You people are mental.
Go have another bottle of wine, alcoholic. Have another bottle of wine, alcoholic.
Oh my gosh.
Diamonds on my fish.
Diamonds
on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
That's what I'm talking
about. Diamonds on my fish. We got diamonds on the fish.
So, okay.
That's expensive fish.
Diamonds on the fish. So, she said something interesting. You ate for free. They're all in the restaurant eating for free.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they let that slip on accident? Because they never told us that before, did we?
I thought she said you're just trying to get stuff for
free.
Yeah,
she's trying to get it for free. Like, if she complains, then we'll comp it for you.
I thought it sounded like she was saying that.
No, she said she's trying to get it for free.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I was wondering if that's the way they fill the restaurant for that dinner thing, is come eat for free, come on down, kind of a thing. And that's why it's so busy. Probably not, though?
No, I don't think they can do that. That would be... unethical.
Unfortunately, you're talking out your rear.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, guys, let's quickly talk about Heroes before the top of the hour. It's fantastic. It's great. Mohinder is the shit. And Peter Petrelli. Now, let's cut to... I'm sorry, there's two episodes to talk about. But the most recently, the way the episode ended... Peter Petrelli, what are you?
Oh!
No, he's like, what are you doing there? Oh, we're here to get the. I'm going to get charges and cut to, and the show's over. Let's go. What the hell just happened? Doesn't anyone talk anymore in these shows? My favorite part that I loved in the show, because Kristen Bell is so good, is when she's spying on them from the car. And then Claire sees her, and she's like, oh, shit. Like, oh, what do I do? On my arm, I was in a sling. What do I do? And she spills the Slurpee all over, whatever. But that scene right there I thought was hilarious, that she was just kind of like, oh, she's coming over here. Okay, what do I do? And she was kind of panicking.
It was Veronica Mars again.
But, okay, they showed the scene where Noah, HRG, he puts her feet in water, right? And so she tries to electrocute him, but it hurts her. Well, later on they show her, and she's not... that way. She's just handcuffed, I guess.
Maybe she's still wet.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
No, but here's the thing.
She's dripping wet.
But here's the thing. West goes, okay, what do I do? And he goes, okay, here's the plan. You take Claire and fly her up in the air as soon as the exchange happens, and we'll just say it in front of her. And couldn't they put like a wet towel over her so she couldn't do it or something?
Yeah.
Just, that whole scene was kind of clumsy, and then Mohinder shoots him in the eye. I guess, did Mohinder know the whole time he was going to revive him, you think?
Probably.
Yes, because Mohinder's a freaking genius.
But how did he know that he got Claire's blood yet? So,
because he took it.
Maybe he did.
No,
kill
he didn't. The other dude did while he had her prisoner.
But they were together in the car, so he might have told him.
Ned Ryerson took it.
Ned?
Bing!
But, okay, we got the stuff with Adam and all that, and it's obvious that he's going to use the serum for bad, but Peter doesn't know because he's a freaking
moron.
He's not too smart, no.
What, he tried to break in 5 years ago and steal it?
What else we got? we got the black girl going into the gangster's house and...
Yeah, to get the comic books
and the metal. Well, okay, she goes in the upstairs through the front window, and then we get there. She decides, oh, I'm going to dangle over the stairway in the ceiling, which is done on every movie.
Why didn't she go back out the window?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was wondering.
And Micah's like, oh, no, shit, what I do?
Damn.
Oh, no,
where's a computer for me to manipulate? They're going to pop a cap in her ass.
But
St. Joan.
That part, that's what I don't like about shows where the logic just like, okay, let's throw this out the window. Because she had the metal. Wasn't it sitting right there? The comic books were all there. He didn't really care about those. He just wanted Dad's metal. Just go back out the window. But why would she go further into the house and I'm going to dangle over the stairs where they're coming up the stairs? They'll never see me up here. That's why every TV show,
a comic book,
they show a good guy. He's creeping in the hallway, and the guard is about to come in, and he opens it up. He's not there. Where could he be? Oh, camera pan upwards. He's sticking to the ceiling. How does he do that? He's going to drop down and knock him out unconscious. One blow to his neck.
Exorcist 3.
It's like that happens. Why are you doing that, Heroes? Just stop.
He's possessed by Satan.
Don't do it no more, please.
Now, what else is going on in the show? Jessica, she says she's cured or whatever. Don't really care about
no,
that.
No, she's got that. She's got the virus.
Please just let her die.
She is
quite possibly the worst actress and character on the show.
I agree. Completely
next
agree.
To St. Joan.
I love St. Joan. I just thought that's why I was mad about that, because her storyline hasn't bothered me, and then it's like, oh, you had to do something that annoyed me, didn't
you? Got
you?
Siler killing the Mexican guy.
You know what annoys me is the acting she does, that wide-eyed thing, like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you know what? The Siler stuff, I'm glad you brought that up, Stevie. It's hilarious how...
Moronic.
Siler acts so friggin' insane. He's like,
I know.
Don't worry, everything will be okay. It's like, you're kind of creeping me out, but it's like, oh, there's language barrier. I can't tell you psycho. You know, what?
Psycho doesn't translate to Mexican.
No psycho.
Crazy bitch.
Gabrielle, you're so caring. Why? What?
And is he in love with her now? There's even a part where he's stroking the little girl's hair. Hush, little sweetie. And she's standing right there like, oh, isn't that sweet? He likes children. It's like, no, he's a friggin' psycho. He broke into the apartment. What? And I love her clueless brother is finally dead. When he was stabbing, I was going, yes, again, stop him over
he's
and over.
Die,
you stupid friggin' moron. Yeah, how many people in the show have healing powers? Every time you kill someone, all of a sudden you see that wound. Oh, wait, they can heal. Hey, never seen that effect before. Jesus Christ.
He revives, and then he walks up to Siler and speaks Spanish again, and Siler doesn't understand a word he says. And he smirks, and then he threatens him, and then it's over again. Oh, Gabriel, no, don't hit my brother.
Go have another bottle of wine, alcoholic.
Oh my god.
Freaking low life.
So
I don't know what I'm going to do. My eyes are turning black, Gabrielle.
I'm tolerating heroes, but
that's a good word. Tolerating.
I'm sorry. I'm getting really worked up. Steven, you take over the show. I'm gonna go lay down.
No. I'll start talking about helicopters.
Steven, we have someone on the line for you.
Remember when you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only?
Yes, I'm waiting for
that. I feel the same exact way. I have...
You better go to Hawaii.
So many feelings for you.
Me too.
And I want so badly to be so confident to pick you up and twirl you around and give you a diamond ring and spend my life with you.
You want a lap dance?
I do.
Now, guys, let's quickly... Should we take a break or should we talk about BSG Razor?
For the hard bodies.
Should we talk about BSG Razor now or take a break first and then do the news? We'll be cramped, but...
Do we get a long Razor talk?
Long? I don't think so. I kind of talked about it before, but what did you guys think? Let's just do that real quick.
Might as well.
I thought it was okay. You know, I'm not a huge BSG fan, but I like...
I think every time we talk BSG, Bill starts it off with that. He always says, I'm not a huge fan. I know you guys really like it. I know, but you do it every time. I think it's funny. You're like, I know you guys really love it, but I just kind of like it.
That's all I can say.
Go get the wee pig. I know, but I'm just saying you say it every time. It's funny.
It's funny to him. He finds it hilarious.
I agree. I have to preface everything I say about it, you know, because not that
you big. Love
it. But it's a... Mistake him for a real fan.
No,
I don't want people to think I'm talking about something I know about. I don't know anything about it.
No, you do. You've watched every episode. So tell me, what did you think?
I thought it was interesting and entertaining for 2 hours.
No,
but,
wait. Bill's going to tell us what he thought.
It wasn't quite the event they made it out to be.
You're supposed to wait till the drums end.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm serious. No, it wasn't an event, was it? It just seemed like a long episode.
Yeah.
That's the thing I was kind of surprised about. It was like, I thought this was a movie. It's not really a movie. It's just an extended kind of special episode.
It was just kind of like a long filler.
Right.
Episode. You know, kind of fill in some of the blanks.
It's a bonus episode.
Right. An extra long bonus.
And, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers. What did you think about those old bleeps, you know? What did you think about that? Was that pretty cool?
Yeah.
The older you know what's and
yeah.
good stuff? What'd you think?
They let you in on the little.
What'd you think of the
secret?
The character that exists, the main star of the.
I liked her a lot.
The episode.
Eh. Oh, the. The CEO, the XO.
Yeah. She had some emotional weight there, and I like the Commander Cain stuff. I really think.
Do you like the little inserts?
That was the stuff I enjoyed.
Did you
most.
Notice she's gay? It was like,
was that a big shocker?
I know. It was just like,
no, we all
the
knew
little
that.
Fillers in between is like.
I don't know if they were trying to tell us. They were showing the character, her character, realize it, not us as viewers. I think we already figured it out. They're showing her figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What would you know? The best scenes in the whole thing, I thought, were with Six, also Gina, when everyone trusts her. It wasn't you're like, oh crap, you know? They're like, she's like, oh, I wish I knew these codes. Oh, I'll give them to you. It's like, oh, you know, that kind of stuff. I thought that was good. I thought it was good stuff.
I liked it a lot. Actually,
it'll hold us over.
Yeah,
a little tied to, and then they're going to release it on DVD. Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, it should be
a little extended version.
Steven, wait, we don't know anything about that till the DVD segment. Okay, Steven?
Cut that out.
Edit. Grandma.
They didn't show you the extended version at the theater,
Steven. We don't edit anymore. We're live.
Oh.
No, they didn't show the extended version because they had to show the Seth Green interview where he, I really go to a dark place when I play AJ Spaceman, you know? I go to the deepest part of my psyche to play this computer-generated dickhead, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a massive asshole.
Now I'm going to go do some more robot chickens and run that into
with
the ground.
With my celebrity friends and think I'm funny and clever.
Diamonds on my fish, diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish, diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish, diamonds on my fish. We got diamonds on the fish.
That's pretty much all we got is
diamonds on our fish.
Dad, that I never go there and get fish with diamond sauce.
That's good stuff.
Hey, Vanessa, you ready to do the news? Let's do it. Alright, Vanessa, what do you have in the news this week?
Alrighty. There are some questions about sex that we have all wondered about, but have never dared to ask, like, who's doing what where? How many Americans have sex outdoors, at work, in a threesome? Who's sharing their fantasies or watching erotic videos? And
who cares?
How much do men and women think about and enjoy sex? One of the survey's key findings is... Sorry, I was about to sneeze. One of the survey's key findings is that satisfaction with sex does matter.
Duh.
The results show that activities such as discussing fantasies with a partner contribute to an exciting sex life, and that an exciting sex life contributes to sexual satisfaction, which in turn contributes to a more satisfying marriage. Another
that
duh.
Is dead on.
42% of Americans describe themselves as sexually adventurous, and many of those who say they are traditional wish they or their partners were more adventurous in bed.
Wow.
In fact, this groundbreaking survey finds a range of eye-popping sexual activities, fantasies, and attitudes in this country, confirming some conventional wisdom, exploding some myths, and treading where few scientific surveys have gone before.
Does he do me that way?
But it's talking about how differently men and women achieve the orgasm and how. The random sample was of 1,500 American adults aged between 18 and 45, and 97% of those surveys who had ever, of course, talking about those who were sexually active, 3% of the 100% have never had sex at all, and 5% of them were homosexual or bisexual. So, I was waiting for the drop. All right.
Stay out of my closet.
New York. When Britney Spears and Paris Hilton open their stockings on Christmas Day, they shouldn't be surprised to find a lump of coal. A poll of American children released on Wednesday found that the two high-profile celebrities should top Santa's naughty list. By contrast, Disney star Hannah Montana, played by country singer Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter Miley, was overwhelmingly deemed the nicest celebrity among children aged 2 to 12, while actress Angelina Jolie was choice for teenagers 13 to 17.
Crazy bitch.
The online survey of over 1,000 children was to gauge children's attitudes about nice, naughty, and the seasonal question about who makes Santa's list. Spears, whose stint in rehab, pantyless pictures, and custody battle for her children has won headlines globally, was awarded the top naughty honors with younger
Spears
children.
Spears is a recreational lesbian.
She was followed on the list by Paris Hilton, who spent 3 weeks in jail this year on a driving violation. The two women beat out Swiper, the fox from television show Dora the Explorer.
Swiper, no swiping.
The Grinch.
Oh, my God.
From the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Darth Vader from Star Wars among children 2 to 12. That's so they think they're worse than them.
Wow. Let's see. It's Britney, Paris, Swiper.
Yes, Swiper. Grinch, the Grinch, then Darth Vader.
That's hilarious, man.
For teens, Spears
which Darth Vader do they know?
The Anakin whiny bitch one?
Yeah, or Tom disagrees with it. He thinks Xenu should be number one.
He is. Oh, definitely. In my book.
He is in my book. Steven, you got your head, your right head on your shoulder. I got nothing.
Spears and Hilton topped Lindsay Lohan, who spent 84 minutes behind bars this year for a drunken driving and cocaine possession conviction, and Beyonce. When asked what makes someone nice, children mentioned cleaning up and doing chores, sharing and being honest and polite as a way to impress Santa Claus. On the flip side, they mentioned not listening to parents, being mean and bullying, and being snobby as behaviors exhibited by those headed straight for Santa's naughty list.
Where she grabbed her...
That's naughty.
Very naughty. I didn't know a lot of kids who were two knew who Paris Hilton was.
Is it sad that they know who she is, or sad that I know who Swiper is?
I don't know who Swiper is.
You've got a child, so...
Yeah, I have a child.
Both equally?
You know, Swiper's a kindly soul, and usually if you explain things to him,
He's just a narcoleptic.
Yeah, he's got a problem. He needs help. Maybe one day he'll get it.
All right, a judge in New York State lost his job after taking 46 people into custody after they all refused to admit whose mobile phone rang while court was in session. Judge Robert Restano was presiding over family court in Niagara Falls, New York on March 11, 2005 when a portable phone rang in the public seating area. The judge demanded that the owner of the phone make himself known, and when no one did, he ordered all 46 people present taken into custody. Most got out on bond, but 14 people who were unable wound up in a county jail. In an egregious and unprecedented abuse of judicial power, respondent committed 46 defendants into police custody in a bizarre, unsuccessful effort to discover the owner of a ringing phone in the courtroom. Restano's conduct, which resulted in the unjustified detention of the defendants for several hours and the incarceration of 14 defendants in the county jail, caused irreparable damage to the public confidence in fair and proper administration of justice in his court. Despite the fact that he had an unblemished record, well, they pretty much removed him and said, no, we don't. He was just handing out justice because of the fact he was pissed off, pretty much. So he's off the bench.
Somebody had heard their phone ring in the movie the night before that was pissed him off the next day.
Ah. There you go. Now, you think some of the shows that are bad on television are the worst they can get? No, there's a new one coming out. A Los Angeles company is touting a new reality game show called Who Wants to Marry a U.S. Citizen? It aims to create televised matrimony between legal citizens and immigrants who have temporary visas.
Crazy bitch.
The show's backers at Marusa Media hope to make a sort of love match between reality TV and a national obsession with immigration. But the producers make no promise that a marriage will occur or lead to U.S. citizenship.
We have a clip from that, Vanessa.
Oh, awesome.
Remember
great.
When you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only?
I
feel the same exact way. I have.
Ay, ay, ay.
She's Spanish. For you.
Once a Mexican maid bride.
Oh, God, Dolores.
I'm so confident to pick you up and twirl you around and give you a diamond ring and.
I'm having an infarto.
Infarto. I love that.
You have gas?
No, it's a heart attack.
I know.
Come on, we go along with the joke.
Jeez Louise. All right, show creator. Adrian Martinez said that Marusa Media had not yet found a network to produce or air the show, thank you, Jesus, but he is currently in talks with one cable TV network and already has signed up contestants for 6 episodes.
Hey, what do you think they're going to fill the airwaves with this writer's strike?
Good point.
Can you say you're welcome if you don't believe in him?
I don't know. It's this generation's dating game, but with a twist. It aims to show love that knows no borders. Martinez told me.
I'd like to thank you for bringing it up, Vanessa, so that more people are aware of it, so that they won't watch it.
Well, who knows if you can get produced?
Is this going to be on VH1? Because they have every other
probably MTV. Because they have
Fox Reality Channel.
Yeah,
it'll be on right next to Next.
Well, what it's supposed to be like
then
is
what's
the
that other
game.
One parental whatever where they. Oh, God, those are bad.
I think
don't
Jesus
flip channels at 3 a.m. on MTV, some of the worst television on the world's on.
Well, then you'll also see those really bad commercials. Do you like hot girls?
Yeah, but those are everywhere. Those are
local
commercials.
Yeah, I do.
Party
would you like
lines.
To call us?
1-900.
Okay.
To talk to one right now?
No, see, that's not... We don't get the 1-900 numbers around here anymore. I think they're illegal. We get party lines. Remember those from the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you've reached
call and
party
meet local girls live.
You dirty, you know. Filthy cyborg.
So what are you guys doing?
Oh, we're just having so much fun here. We're having a pillow fight.
Oh, you're having a pillow fight? Well, maybe I should let you go then. You say I'm busy.
No.
No, you really need to pay attention so you don't get hit with a pillow.
You guys sound like you're having fun. I feel left out. I'm going to hang up.
No, don't hang up. Oh, really, Mr. Bill? All right, as the dating game.
No, Mr. Bill is right there. Hey, Bill.
What's up, Bill? Home, Bill?
How you doing?
This is kind of like the dating game, which started in the 60s. A single U.S. citizen gets to ask the immigrant question. Yes, contestants various questions. Toward the end of the show...
I thought you were on to another show.
No, you guys don't let me finish. He or she decides which one. So it's just like the dating game, pretty much. So far, most of the contestants are Hispanic immigrants, although at least one is from the Philippines.
Hey, is one of them the chick from Heroes?
Yep.
Siler is on the contestant.
Siler's one of the
contestants.
Gabrielle. My name is Gabriel. It's not Gabrielle. This isn't Xena.
What is it? Mio Condios? Condios? I don't know.
Get to wean pigs!
Now, here's an interesting story for all the women out there that you should be aware of. In Wisconsin, Darshana Patel told authorities she was suspicious as she watched her boyfriend stir a smoothie at an ice cream store. When he offered it to her, she noticed a powdery substance on the cup's rim, and the pregnant woman feigned illness and didn't drink it. According to a criminal complaint, the woman says she sent the powder to a laboratory, and it turned out to be mifepristone, the abortion pill also known as RU486. The test results came too late. She had already suffered 2 miscarriages in less than a year. On Thursday...
Oh, that guy had it all figured out. Oh, I don't need to wear a condom. I got a special slushy you need to drink.
Yeah, I know. This man's a genius.
God.
He just got caught. That's his mistake.
Yep. Well, he wasn't very smart about it.
Bitch,
time.
I told you to take a pill. Well,
here's a name for you. Manish Kumar Patel, 34, of Appleton, was accused of slipping
the drug. I wonder what descent he is.
That's Monish Kumar to you, bitch.
He was slipping a drug to a woman without her knowledge, and he was charged with several felonies and two misdemeanors, including attempted first-degree intentional homicide of an unborn child, stalking, burglary, and two counts of violating a restraining order.
It's only illegal if you get caught!
Yeah.
The nine
Most
charges...
Most guys try to slip women GHB, you know, he's slipping the abortion drug.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, yeah, I'll start coming up with baby names in a second. First, let me go get you a Slurpee.
Drink it all. like
make sure you drink it all, especially the very bottom.
He thought he was totally in the clear. Not wearing a condom, not pulling out.
I ain't going to be no daddy. This is just all
Don't worry,
wrong.
Honey. We'll have a baby one day. When
Why
I don't
he get
give snipped? You a slushy.
If he doesn't want kids, go get a damn vasectomy, okay? Yeah. All right. The nine charges carry
this
a
This was
max
working
penalty.
For him, Vanessa. Why should he?
It's true. It carries a maximum penalty of 99 and a half years in prison and a $92,000 fine. That,
yeah, now that'll just be getting prostate exams.
The sad now thing is he got a scratch off, won it. He can pay the fine. No problem.
Well, not the 99 and a half years in prison, though. Now, in... There are 37 states that actually have this fetal homicide law, and it's brand new. It's less than 10 years old, that pretty much anyone who attacks a pregnant woman, injures her, or causes the fetus harm or death, automatic prison term. Automatically.
And I feel totally responsible for it, and I'm so sorry.
Yes, Ellen, your fetus death-killing spree is coming to an end.
It's over!
All right, and finally... Hollywood icon Julia Roberts angrily gave chase to a car carrying paparazzi photographers after spotting them filming her near a school. The actress raced after the photographers in her Mercedes sports utility vehicle, blasting them with her horn and gesturing the lensman to pull over in footage broadcasted by the syndicated television show Inside Edition. The 40-year-old Oscar-winning star of Pretty Woman and Erin Brockovich.
Why do they all... This is my pet peeve about these stories. We know who Julia Roberts is. You don't have to give us her filmography.
That's gold. Gold.
Julia Roberts is the star of Erin Brockovich.
Mary Riley. And
Who? The star of Pretty Woman? Oh, that's who you're talking about?
No. He's the star of Mary Riley.
No, it's Mary Riley.
Well, then, Satisfaction with Justine Bateman.
Oh, Lord. She started to scold the photographers for allegedly filming her near a school, ordering them to turn off a video camera filming her. Turn it off, Roberts yells at the photographer. I want to talk to you about the fact that you're at a school where children go. Turn it off. The incident is the latest flashpoint involving celebrities and members of the L.A. paparazzi. Actor George Clooney last week hit out at paparazzi bounty hunters, accusing them of risking the safety of innocent bystanders
paparazzi
in their pursuit of celebrity
hunters?
Photos. That's what they call paparazzi bounty
the
hunters.
Bounty hunter?
Yeah. Clooney,
mother from another mother?
Clooney, who was also involved in a filmed altercation with photographers earlier this month, said paparazzi often broke the law while chasing their targets. What they're doing is illegal. Yeah. It's high-speed chases, and they're competing with each other. They're not trying to catch me doing something stupid. They're trying to create me doing something stupid. You don't get to break all these laws and then say, I'm just doing my job.
What are you doing, monkey?
Exactly. I'm doing something stupid.
Now, do they have any sort of laws for the paparazzi, like, you know, that... Like certain limits with them, or
no.
Is there anything?
I don't know. Maybe you should give them a call and ask
them. Major issues.
They really need to do something about this. But, you know, we've talked about the paparazzi before, haven't we? How much
they're assholes.
It annoys us. I mean, the fact that Julia Roberts does this means nothing. Inside Edition is like, we got the video, let's air it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they want. They just got the footage. Those guys don't care. You just gave them gold, Julia. Whoop!
And I understand why she was upset. I mean,
yeah,
she's right.
I mean, don't follow her to her school where her kids go. A celebrity who's got a lot of money and show what school that she's... That's what she's worried about. Her kids are
exactly
in danger,
the safety of her children.
You know, it would make a great video, but if she maybe brandished a weapon and scared the shit out of them, you know?
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be cool. She could get a concealed license.
I would really, really like to shoot you right now.
Yeah, something like that. Thanks, Landry. Now, Vanessa, is that all you got?
That's all I've got.
All right, Vanessa, thank you for doing the news.
Now that you play that, Landry's always been kind of homicidal.
Yeah, he has. He's wanted to kill somebody and throw him in the river for a long time. Now, Bill, what do you say we get into, perhaps maybe the DVDs?
If we have to.
Ow! Let's do some DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs wheeze me back! Yeah.
Woohoo!
Diamonds on my fish!
We got diamonds on the fish! Oh, hell yeah, Chef Ricky! All right, Bill, what DVDs do we...
That's Executive Chef Ricky.
Yeah, that is right. He's Executive Chef.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for Tarzan.
All right, Bill, what DVDs you got this week?
Okay, starting off DVDs for December 4th, 2007, we have 24 Season Sucks, I mean 6.
That was an interesting slip of the tongue there. It really was a flat season, very flat.
It sucked.
Yeah. There was maybe 4 really good episodes, and when there's 24 episodes and there's only 4, that's not good.
Yeah, the first 4.
Yeah, the best one is when James Cromwell says, say thank you, Susan.
Yes, that was excellent.
Thank you, Susan? Yeah, exactly.
Seventh Heaven, the 5th season.
I want you to say thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Exactly. Best 24 ever. Yes!
She's very thankful.
Thank you, Susan.
How many seasons has 24 been on now? Is it 4?
6. And they're 6? They were doing 7 until the whole writer's strike.
Oh.
And, of course, Kiefer Sutherland had to go to jail for 90 days.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, he likes to drink and drive, which I hear is illegal.
I think he just likes to drink a lot.
Of scotch.
Something. This is for my boys in the chat room, yo. Jenna Jameson, expressions of... Oh, boy.
Expressions of what?
I guess of her voyage. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Is that Ellen? Is she overwhelmed?
You know what Jenna Jameson really needs to do?
Go get to Wee Pigs!
Exactly.
Have you seen her recently? She turned into a skinny crack whore. It's horrible. It's tragic.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's tragedy in the world. You know what a tragedy is? The people dying in Iraq. That's a tragedy.
No, tragedy is whenever a porn star gets really skinny and ugly. Okay, speaking of crack addicts... Amy Winehouse, I told you I was trouble, live in London. Now, I don't get the appeal to this bitch.
I'm the only person who doesn't know who she is.
I find it irritating.
I don't even know who she is.
She's that one that sings that "Try to Get Me Go to Rehab" song.
Want a lap dance?
Never heard it.
It's awful. She's like, I don't know, like R&B white British girl, gigantic beehive, ugly, scary.
Bad jailhouse tattoos on her.
Yeah.
You'll be opening everybody's business.
But if you're a fan of hers, you might want to pick that up.
You've convinced them.
Yeah. Arctic Tail. I saw a commercial for this a while back with the polar bears.
And they're,
Yeah. I'm sick
it's
of
a
winter
real life adventure
furry.
From the people who brought you
I don't want to see
banquet.
Anything else with a cuddly winter. Ooh, I live in snow. I'm a happy thing, and I dance and shit. No more! I'm sick!
You dance
You've
and
seen
shit?
Happy Feet
I
want to
see
times.
A computerized leprechaun movie.
Who else in leprechaun say
yeah? Yeah, that's what I want to see!
What appeals to me here is that Queen Latifah voiceovers this thing.
Dipitosity!
Dipitosity! I wonder if the polar bears like dipitasi. I love me some Pizza Hut pizza that I can dipitasi.
How is your love life?
All right, Battlestar Galactica, Razor, unrated, extended.
How do you feel about Battlestar Galactica, Bill?
What?
I said, what? How do you feel about Battlestar Galactica, Bill?
You know what? I'm not really a big fan of it, but...
No way!
Smart ass.
Nice.
You want DVDs? Do them yourself, bitch!
Now, I hear that... Okay, thanks, Marty. I hear this is an extended version, so it's longer than the version we actually saw on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it's got a commentary with Ron Moore and Michael Taylor, who wrote it. So it should be interesting.
They had, at the end of the screening I saw, they had a commercial for the extended DVD. And they said, you know, footage never before seen. And they're showing quick footage. And you could hear people nods go, oh, like, why didn't we just see that?
Well, you had to see AJ Spaceman's Mass Effect.
Seth Green going to the dark place to play this part. Here's a scene with me doing my part. It's very serious. Hey, guys, I'm AJ Spaceman. Hey, what's up? You know, it's like, what?
That's a dark place.
Stupid! Y'all so stupid!
Cooney!
That's racist. Okay, what, Bill?
That was Cooney. Best of Crank Yankers. 3 hours worth.
3 hours?
Yep, 180 minutes. Best call was Wanda Sykes calling up a car dealership saying someone shit in the back of her car and that they should come pick it up. And that was it. Next DVD set is
3 hours.
Next DVD set is Cannibal Lunchbox triple feature with Warlock Moon, Blood Feast 2, and Man from Deep River. I wonder if Warlock Moon has Julian Sands.
I don't think you know how much I need you here.
Is that Jason Biggs?
No, that was America's Player.
All right. Hey,
you know, it's funny that you say that, Mel, because remember we talked about he was like a skinny, like...
He sounded like Jason Biggs.
That's hey,
and looked like him.
Do you guys remember America's Player?
Yeah. Yes.
Wipe out.
Diagnosis Murder, the third season. Who buys this shit?
Dick Van Dyke's still alive? Or is this from a long time ago?
This is from like 1995.
Diagnosis Murder.
Who watched this garbage?
How tough is that
job? Still alive?
Okay, you're a doctor and you walk in, they go, what's the cause of death? And it's like, she's got a knife in her chest. Murder, hello, clocked out.
Oh, I better trip over this ottoman and call Mary Tyler Moore.
She was dead before she got stabbed.
Wait, that's the movie theater theme.
No, it's not. That's Dick Van Dyke. No, you're thinking of... I'm doing... It's not the same!
Let's all go to the lobby!
Hold my penis and take a laser to it.
That was a movie theme.
Okay, wow.
Do
you guys need cymbals or something? So that you can...
No, we have our own.
All I remember about everything Dick Van Dyke was in was that he put his son Barry Van Dyke in it.
Can I just say this? Dick Van Dyke, greatest name ever.
No, I think Dick Army is the greatest name ever.
That'd be Dick Sargent. He's a sergeant in the other Dick's Army?
Dick Armies?
Sergeant Dick. All right, next DVD, Eric the Viking. The Terry Jones film.
Good or with, bad or...
Tim Robbins. It's pretty awful. But what I think is funny is...
Oh, go ahead.
It's the director's son's cut.
Hey, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when he goes, hey, guys, ooh, those masks are really scary. Do you remember that?
You know what? I might have to rent it.
It's got its moments. What do you think,
Steven? It does.
Do you like it, Steven?
At times. Yeah, it was, there were, pleasuring there were himself. Parts huh? that were funny.
Good.
Was it Eartha Kitt that was in that?
Yes.
God, it's, yeah.
Go get was to Wing Pigs!
All right, Foggy Christ. Okay, all right. What else we got,
next though? DVD is something everyone should see. It's kind of an unofficial sequel to an earlier Johnny Toe film from the 80s.
Who?
And this film is called Exiled. And it kicks ass. Guns, blood, dudes, chicks.
Dudes with shirts off?
Cats, dogs living together.
Awesome!
No, it's a really great film. Johnny Toe just knows how to direct an action flick. Put on your Netflix queue, Exiled.
So where are they exiled from?
Well, that would be kind of giving it away.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, it has to do with
the deal.
No, I don't give a.
Have you seen the ads for this thing called Jack Ketchum's The Girl Next Door?
No.
On Ain't It Cool News?
No, I haven't.
Supposed to be some like really crazy horror movie, and of course, it's inspired by true events.
By the brilliant mind of Ashton Kutcher.
No.
A joint effort, Ashton Kutcher and Wes Craven. I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
No, make you not shit the your hell. Pants.
Steven and I were talking about that before we saw The Mist, that when Maximum Overdrive came to theaters, the movie commercials didn't show any of the movie. It was just Stephen King in front of the Green Goblin truck, and he stood in front of me and goes, I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Do you guys remember that? And then you can see the movie and go, when? Because this movie sucks, dude. Steven?
You're scared to see another Stephen King movie.
We made you! Good times.
Right. Excellent.
Love it.
Yeah,
anyways, cool. The Girl Next Door is supposed to be really shocking. Even Stephen King said it's shocking.
Good lordy.
So it might shock you. It's so shocking.
So, what, does it carry a current or something?
Yes.
Should I wear...
Make your hands go numb.
Wear so rubber shocking. Boots, because this is going to shock the hell out of you.
Going to literally shock the feces out of your colon.
You better wear a diaper, because
huh?
this is going to scare the piss out of you.
A rubber diaper, that is, because did we mention you're going to get shocked?
Wear a poncho if you're at the theater, because the person behind you is going to piss themselves.
Don't stick your feet in a bucket of water.
It'll shock you.
Like the chick on Heroes.
It'll be shocking. Alright, I have to mention this because every time Jason and I are playing Halo, we bring it up for some reason, and that's the scene from, was that Hot Shots where the guy yells Geronimo, and then he goes,
oh no, that's Top Secret.
Or is that Top Secret?
Yeah, the part from Hot Shots is when the guy flies through the air and he goes, I can see my house from here!
Oh yeah, okay, so Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2, double feature, $10, both films.
I actually think both those films are pretty funny.
I do, too. I saw them in the theater whenever they came out.
I always love Miguel Ferrer's part. He goes, thanks to you, I can kill again. He's all sad. I killed too many. He's like, hey, Rainface, turn that frown upside down. He's like, because of you, I can kill again. He starts mowing down guys. Genius.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember it's that level whenever we're flying the planes and we keep going, I can see my house from here!
Because whenever you die, you fall like a great distance
into
the water.
Every time we get blown out of the sky.
I remember in Top Secret, everyone's going, Geronimo! Geronimo!
Me!
Yeah. They show the Indian guy, me! Genius.
Oh, I love that movie.
All right.
But also my favorite part. How do you say indispensable?
Indispensable?
That is what I thought. Also, remember the part about the salt? With this magnet, they could pull all the salt out of the ocean. Or he goes, they'll have enough, they'll be able to suck all the salt out of the ocean, making it fresh water or something. He goes, my God, that means they'll have enough salt to last forever. Genius.
Oh, is that funny?
Let's stop doing the show and just watch Top Secret.
Come on, guys. Come on, gang.
Everybody all right, their coffee.
Speaking of I Am Legend, of course, they have to capitalize on it. This week we get Vincent Price in The Last Man on Earth.
And I've never seen that version.
All right, here's a question for you. What do you consider to be the best movie that they've done as the last person on Earth kind of premise?
Night of the Comet?
Dawn of the Dead?
What about Quiet Earth? If you're
talking of the last man on the planet, I mean, you're not talking post-apocalyptic. You're talking like there's only one
like
guy.
Last couple people. Or
you know,
last
that movie,
person.
The Quiet Earth, is really interesting and strange.
Yeah. I had to.
It's not
it
great
took me
or anything.
Find it, but I found it on VHS.
I mean, it's not great. There's always something very interesting about that idea. But the thing is, I don't know. I don't think they have done one that's great. Or anything. Omega Man is very watchable, though.
Burgess Meredith in the
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
He breaks his glasses.
I have been speared by Mayan warriors.
Yep. Huh?
Well, what are some other ones? I'm trying to think what other ones are.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Okay. Yeah, you kind of sprung that on us here.
Sorry.
Where are you guys dumb?
I didn't say it. It was Eddie.
Eddie Deasons.
The Nanny Diaries, starring Scarlett Jo,
based on a true story. The Nanny Diaries.
Big tatas.
See, I didn't even have to say it.
Yeah, it's obvious. She got big old jugulars.
Big veins on the side of her neck.
I've never noticed they were that big.
Her arteries. Yeah, she was very large.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. She's very healthy.
So, The Nanny Diaries, I heard that was, wasn't that made by, this is what I was disappointed about. It's made by the people who made American Splendor, which I thought was awesome.
No, it isn't. It's made by the people that did American
Crazy
Splendor?
Bitch.
Yes.
I guess you can't win them all.
But I do know this, Bill.
Remember when you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only?
Yeah.
I feel the same exact way. I have
That's good to know.
So many feelings for you. And
so
I want
I.
so badly
I can hardly contain
to be
them.
So confident to it's pick obvious. You up and twirl you around and give you a diamond ring and
I pick you up, twirl you around,
don't
and here's a diamond
me
ring.
Too much, I might vomit all over you.
I'm really dizzy. No, here, take the ring. Over. It's all over my diamondoid. Zirconium.
Diamondoid?
My cubic zirconia.
You
got vomit all over it.
Foe.
Engagement revoked.
Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Special edition.
What was that, Bill? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what? Were you busy doing something else?
No, you said Pirates of something.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'll come put a pillow over your face in the ocean.
Caribbean.
How was that?
About as good as the first one.
That was all right.
You know what? Actually, I kind of enjoyed this last one. I didn't understand a single friggin' minute of it because you needed to see the second one to understand the third one. But
is it all?
Hey.
It's just a lot happening. They never let up.
A lot of stuff that I just didn't understand. They like had this friggin' like trunk and it had someone's heart in it and it was. I didn't quite understand what the hell. Yeah. All I wanted was pork chop sandwiches.
Pork chop sandwiches!
That's what was in the trunk.
Too bad your ass got sad.
Blanco Nino.
Let's play them all, Foggy.
Nice catch, Blanco Nino. Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick!
Okay, moving on.
All right, yeah, so Pirates of the Caribbean, it's on DVD and Blu-ray. I think I'd probably pick it up just because I have the first two on Blu-ray.
And it's starring the gorgeous, the absolutely stunning guy from the Lord of the Rings movies. What's that guy's name?
Yes,
Orlando
Bloom.
Orlando Jones.
Ew.
Orlando Jones. He was great on Mad TV.
I love that guy.
I'm going to stab him with this pen.
Huh?
Rocky, the complete saga. Own Rocky through Rocky 6.
I love Rocky.
Hey, you rock.
I just recorded all the Rockies off MGM HD.
Nice. And I see HDNet's going to show 1 through 3 this weekend or next weekend.
See, but they don't show the one that matters, 4. Because that's whenever we defeat...
If he dies, you know, he dies. Spaceman.
Communism.
Holy shit, it's the Punisher.
All right, so moving on.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I haven't... I mean, it's... it's funny because...
And, boobs! What? All right, one thing I have on my Christmas wish list is Saturday Night Live, the complete second season, 76 to 77.
We die.
We're going to die? Oh, no.
So what season was that? Is that the Land Shark season?
This is the second season. The complete second season, 1976 to 1977. This is the one
what
with...
What were created on that?
Well, this is the first season that Chevy Chase, replaced Bill Murray.
Oh, and Landshark, is that on the season? Or is that first season one?
I said it backwards in my head for some reason. It's when Bill Murray replaced Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Why like did Chevy a midget Chase locksmith. Leave?
Because hey, Chevy Chase thought he was going to be this huge movie star.
He was for a while. Gotcha. It worked for a while, but...
It did.
Yeah.
You get paid.
But yeah,
stingers.
I mean, this is, they had some pretty good people on this one year. This is like the year that they had like Ralph Nader and all them on. That was one of the better episodes. Steve Martin, of course, who a lot of people thought was a cast member, but he was actually just a special guest every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
King Tut.
Mm-hmm. And the, what is it, the Wild and Crazy Guys? Didn't he do that with Dan Aykroyd?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Yeah. But and I love these
catch
early
those episodes on E, by the way. Or do they still show those?
My favorite.
No,
one
I don't
is
think
when,
they showed it. And you know, when they showed them on E, they were edited for time.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Steve Martin doing what the hell is that? This is the two travelers.
Speaking of Steve Martin, you can pick up the Steve Martin triple feature for $15. That includes L.A. Story, All of Me, and his bizarre film Novocaine that he did with Helena Bonham.
I've seen that. That is a bizarre movie.
It's hard to describe. It's not awful, but it's not good, and it's quite weird.
Yeah.
And that's somehow my problem?
No, it's not a problem. I'm just saying it's weird.
Where's his best Judy the Jerk?
Yeah.
Definitely.
My DVD pick for the week, Superbad.
Haven't seen that
Unrated Extended Edition.
Awesome.
Here's some big loving.
Funny!
I am McLovin.
Check yourself, fool.
I just watched this the other day, and I could not stop laughing at the scene where the guys see the period blood on his pants, and he starts dry heaving.
Yeah,
that cracked me up.
That was a little over the top, I thought. Kind of disgusting.
I thought that was hilarious.
What did you think, Steve?
And then, of course, whenever
that was over the lines of good taste.
That Harry Puckett and the Union Gap song with all the freaking weirdos.
That was
Coke.
It's so uncomfortable. Good stuff. Really, I guess you'd have to see the film.
That's coming out on Blu-ray, 2-disc extended edition special. You can get the single extended edition, or you can just get the R-rated version if you don't want to go, you know,
totally crazy.
Yeah.
Get your ass out!
Honestly, I watched the unrated edition and I couldn't tell the difference.
You know, I'm gonna say I really love Superbad. Who's the fat kid? What's his name?
Jonah Hill.
There were certain scenes where it's like, just slap him, you know.
Yeah, you know what? He has that in every movie. He thinks he's absolutely hilarious, but he's really not. He did that movie Accepted with Justin Long, and during the commentary, he's just a smug prick.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. But, you know, the best thing about that movie is McLovin. He makes the film, doesn't he, Steven?
McLovin teamed up with Seth Green and Bill Hader. That's just hilarious.
Genius.
I love, like, whenever they go to the bar and the drunken guy goes running. It's just funny, the slapstick of it.
Yeah.
And, like, the drunk guy just yells and goes running towards McLovin, and then they think he took him down. And he's like, yeah, McLovin, that's how you take down a fucker.
It'd be asinine to think otherwise.
Just very funny movie. And that is DVDs.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, that's great. Oh, thank you, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Thank you.
Just sits in the corner wearing a sweater vest and masturbating.
Huh?
So sad. Thank you. Good night. Here, I'll leave you try the veal.
Uncomfortable.
All you care about is fruit touch itself.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish.
God.
Diamonds on my fish. Diamonds on my fish. We got diamonds on the fish.
That would be cool if in I Am Legend he props up speakers and tortures the vampires with the Diamonds on the Fish song. That's how he gets rid of them. How great would that be?
Instead of the
you blood sucking fools, take some of this.
Diamonds on my fish.
They're
like diamonds on my fish. 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 We got diamonds on the fish.
Yes.
Neville.
All right, everybody. That was episode 102 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for selling on the black market. Also, if you'd like to, how about period? And if you'd like to call and leave us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491 or go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Also, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you'll find links to Mulberry Old School and our forum.
Our forum?
Our forum. And our Frapper map. Frapper map. Remember when people cared about Frapper maps?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
We need to bring it back.
Yeah, we're bringing back the Frapper, damn it.
The poor Frapper.
We want to know where you live in the world and say, Mad shout out, Nim, or something like that. Awesome. Thank you very much, and all that kind of stuff.
Criss-cross will make you jump.
That's right.
Natty Mac will make you jump. Sorry.
And we will make you frap.
Frap?
We will make you frap.
That's,
Nim
yeah.
will make you frap.
I'll make yeah. you crap.
Okay. Panic.
Stop.
Helicopter
crash.
Well, seriously, guys, thank you for joining us. Also, don't forget to donate to the show because you need to buy us drinks for when the show's over, right?
We need our slushies.
You bought
RU486. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take an Orange Julius.
Steve, wait. Steven shows up to the show. Sorry, I'm late. You are? Here, have a slushie.
Wow.
That's some of the person's drunk in mine, though.
Are you guys going to ever answer my question from before?
What was that?
What was it?
The movies that have Last Man, Last Woman on Earth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You said to wait till the end.
Omega Man.
We were just placating you.
No, my answer is Omega Man. How many movies are there? I haven't seen enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was trying to say. I'm trying to think of others.
How about I Am Legend with Will Smith? We'll check back next week.
Jeez Louise.
I'll check it out.
Oh,
Vanessa, by the way, have I mentioned this?
Go get to Wee Pig!
I don't even know what it means anymore. But Vanessa, oh wait, we got a phone call, Vanessa. It's for you.
Remember when you told me that marriage for you is one time and one time only?
Yeah.
I feel the same exact way.
No way.
So many feelings for you. And I want so badly to be so confident to pick you up and twirl you around and give you a diamond ring and spend my life with you.
Make you a ham sandwich, and then I'll wash your socks in the laundry and separate them, make sure they're not all staticky. Then make sure they're clean. I throw them on the ceiling. They don't stick. They're good. And then I'll even murder somebody for you. I choke your grandma.
Heard that song and dance before.
yeah, heard it all before, bud. Nice try. Wow.
I'll dump a rapist
in
the
river. I'm just remaining silent. I might say something that I regret.
That was good, Bill. I beat Steven. What, Bill?
I just said I'm staying silent at this point because I might say something I regret.
Oh, dear. What do you mean?
Don't push me.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
How much time we got left, Bill?
Too much.
Oh, well, here I can
everybody play the Diamonds on the Fist and let's...
Diamonds on my fist. Diamonds on my fist.
Three minutes left.
Diamonds on my fist. Diamonds on my fist. Diamonds on my fist. We got
get
diamonds
up,
on the
back
fish.
It in. Put some fish on the diamonds.
House party. Diamonds on my fish.
House party?
I don't know. That'd be restaurant party, I guess.
You know what, Steven?
I love those
have
house parties.
Have another bottle of wine,
kid play.
Have another bottle of wine,
Jeez.
Oh, man. I feel like a lowlife now.
When do you start doing the show monthly? What do you guys think?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Monthly.
Captain Jolt, Mick, wants to know if we're ever going to interview Fat Mama.
If we can get a hold of her. She's a tough lady to get a hold of.
We will answer that question next week. Oh, what, Vanessa?
I thought I just answered.
Are people just too scared to call us anymore or something? Because
we don't have time.
Why the hell would they want to call us?
Yeah. Because, damn it, we're lonely.
When are you going to do a show, Vanessa?
I'm waiting for my friend Crystal to call me.
Oh,
you know
she
what
doesn't
you,
call you.
You know what you need to tell Crystal?
Go get to Wee Fit.
Good time. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Crazy bitch.
See you next week. What?
Touch.
Put that little butt on these knees.
Damn, Grandma.
Yeah, right.
Now this is podcasting.